Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and this is your morning news. A new report from the Canadian Breast Cancer Network, or CBCN, shows the disparities in access to emerging treatment technologies in Canadian healthcare. The report, published Tuesday, was based on insights gathered from discussions with two groups, one consisting of 6 breast cancer patients with varying diagnoses, the other of 4 medical oncologists. Both groups emphasized a need for improvement in the way medical information is communicated, how individual breast cancer patients are treated based on their unique needs, and the standardization of the processes used to approve new medical technologies in Canada. Dr. Sandeep Sedev is a medical oncologist and lead of the Breast Cancer Medical Oncology Group at the Ottawa Hospital Cancer Center, as well as a board member at CNBC. He was also one of the oncologists who participated in the discussions which informed the report. Precision oncology is the molecular profiling of a tumor to identify cancer-causing abnormalities in order to treat them accordingly. According to Dr. Sedev, it has been used in cancer diagnosis for years. He says it's most helpful in tailoring treatment plans to suit an individual patient's unique needs.
So it often sounds kind of geeky, you know, when you think of precision oncology and all the fancy high-tech terms they use. But really, you know, we've known for some time now that we can use pretty fancy molecular tools to genetically analyze not the genes that people inherit from their mom or dad, but more the genes that go wrong in cancer cells. And sometimes we can find genetic alterations in cancer cells that tell us what the Achilles heel would be for that particular patient's tumor that might help us better choose what treatment to give them.
Although precision oncology has gradually become a mainstream technology in the past 20 or so years, Dr. Sedev says it's not yet standardized for use in the diagnosis of breast cancers in Canada. Precision oncology is used in the treatment of other cancers. However, it hasn't been universally approved for the treatment of breast cancer. According to Dr. Sedev, this has led to some breast cancer patients being offered fewer treatment options than others.
And we've had a parallel development of many new drugs that can target those genetic abnormalities and kind of turn off those genetic signals or block them to really help the cancer resolve or improve without the need for more traditional and more difficult treatments like chemotherapy. So the problem really has been that we have these technologies, but our processes across Canada to approve them, to get them into our hands and available to patients, unfortunately, have been somewhat slow.
The CBCN report highlights a need for equitable testing, indicating that options for treatment vary depending on a patient's individual circumstances. These can include geographic location, the doctors treating them, and the funding options available to them. The report recommends that whatever a patient's funding options are, they should be informed of the uses of precision oncology and other medical technologies available to them. Although Dr. Sedev says that he is proud of Canada's methodical process to evaluate new science, he points out that this evidence-based rigor could also put Canada behind the pace of international medical development, leaving Canadian breast cancer patients at a disadvantage compared to those in other developed nations.
The cost of drugs is so expensive that the right testing to get the right drug for the right patient is usually a worthwhile investment because we can save a lot of money maybe on therapies that won't work. But our processes in Canada are also very complicated. We like to wait until all the evidence is in, not just that a test is accurate, but that by acting on the test and giving a special treatment, that the long-term outcomes really are better than what we're already doing. Now, the problem is these advancements are coming through so quickly that patients are falling through the cracks and we're at risk of falling behind the times internationally with the rapidly evolving treatments that we know we want for our family if they had cancer.
New medical technologies in Canada must be approved by Health Canada and then by the Canadian Agency for Drugs and Technology in Health before being made available to doctors and patients. The CBCN report calls for a shortening of this process so Canadian breast cancer patients can have access to new therapies sooner. This has been your morning news for CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger.